Now just don't ask. My veil of sunshine, you don't leave alone in the shade. I like those road signs that remind me that I'm on my way. So I'm gonna leave it, I'm gonna leave it on the line to stay. I've got a place for Memphis in my heart. Felt the first rhythm, the car began to start. I know I'm impatient, just know I ain't got no time. So I'm gonna leave it all.
Studio. There we go, Timmy. That's good. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. And it's time for live on The Drew Marshall Show. You see how we worked that out? That was pretty good. Hey, this week's recording artist is Connor Gaines, and I want to introduce him right away because, Connor, when I was researching you, I thought, okay, yeah, he's good. And then I spent a little more time looking into who you were and what you do. And do you mind if I call you the Johnny Lang of Canada? Is that okay?
Yeah, call me what you will.
That works?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is blues your 24/7 thing? Is that it?
I love blues music, and that's where I kind of got my jump start into music. But I wouldn't say I'm one or the other.
Right.
I like all kinds of music. And
but how, like, if a label wanted to put you into a category, what would they put you in?
I would say probably just rock. If you were at HMV looking for a CD, yeah. I would hope to be in like just the rock category with the
dude. How old are you? HMV looking for a CD? That's something your dad would say.
I'm 21, but at the same time, I still buy CDs, and I oftentimes do trades with other musicians at concerts. And I just found a boombox outside of a bar last night.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You found a boombox?
I was at watching a concert in Toronto at the Dakota Tavern.
Nice.
This girl called The Weather Station was performing.
Yeah.
And she's fantastic and a real good like folk singer. And we were outside and basically sitting beside the bar, there's a little radio, so I picked it up and brought it home. And now I got something to play my cassettes and CDs out of.
Connor, the lady who introduced me to you, Danielle Todd,
mm-hmm.
Have you gigged with her?
Yeah, I met her in Sable Beach,
okay,
which is a great little place in Ontario that I love to go in the summertime to cool off and go for a swim or whatever. And
nice.
I had a couple years where I'd go up there every summer for most of the time, and yeah, she was there playing at this bar called Two Chicks, and she's a great singer-songwriter.
Yeah, she's just a brilliant set of pipes on her, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk about B.B. King. He was a guest on my show a number of years ago. I had the privilege of interviewing Mr. King on his tour bus one day.
Nice.
And then I saw him it was about 3 years ago. Went back up to Rama and saw him perform, and it was a horrible concert. It was horrible. For a couple of reasons. One, about 10, 15 minutes into the concert, he drooled on his shoe, and everybody saw it, and he knew everyone saw it, and so he acknowledged it, so good for him, and made a bit of a joke out of it. So that's fine, but still a little awkward, a little socially awkward there. Yeah, and then he played an awful lot of In Between the Strings, which didn't sound that great. And then at the end of the concert, he played about 15 minutes of You Are My Sunshine.
Oh.
It was just, the whole thing was a little, and they got a lot of calls afterwards. And that hurt me. I can't go see him anymore because he might be better, maybe not, but I don't want to take that gamble because I don't want to wreck my image of B.B. King, you know? I mean, he's B.B. freaking King.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I had a bunch of friends who had similar things to say on Facebook, and I read a lot of them. And
about B.B.?
Yeah. And it was real sad to hear that people had such a negative impression of him. But I find that like he's at such a point in his career where he's got so much wisdom and things to share with people, whether it's songs or just even like in a couple of years when he's gone, like yeah. everyone's like, as soon as somebody passes away, we're on their train. Like Amy Winehouse, we're like all saying rest in peace, Amy Winehouse. But when BB goes, we're gonna like cherish those moments
It'll
where he
huge.
Was telling a story about You Are My Sunshine. We'll be missing those 15-minute long renditions.
Really well said, man. Really well said. All right, your BB King story has to do with playing at one of his clubs.
Yeah, well, my dad is a journalist, so he got me into a couple of gigs playing with the BB King All-Star Band. It wasn't with BB King himself.
No,
but,
yeah.
It was with his band, and or the
All-Star
the
Band,
All-Star band yeah. that plays at his restaurants.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, it was really a good experience, but it was also kind of funny because one of the bars that we did didn't, the band didn't really, wasn't let in on the fact that we were coming to play. So basically, we showed up and they were not like excited to see me. I'll just say
that's nice.
That way.
That's nice.
And they were like, "What do you want to play?" And I said, "Blues in A." And I wasn't set up yet, but they started playing a blues in A and a shuffle in A, and I had to set my gear up on stage and like do it really quickly, and it ended up being better by the end of the night because the keyboard player was just like making light of everything, and
yeah.
he was like eating Cheetos while playing the keyboard, which is pretty funny. I haven't seen anybody who was that laid back about a performance.
Yeah. That's a gift. If you can eat Cheetos and play the keys,
yeah,
that's a gift, man. You can't teach that stuff.
I wouldn't want to play them after him. But.
No. Yeah, that's actually kind of gross.
The gift is not making the keys orange.
Yeah, that's the skill right there, yeah. Well, listen, speaking of skills and gifts, I don't know. Maybe could you do a song?
Yeah, sure.
Tell me about your axe, by the way.
Yeah, this is an old Harmony archtop guitar, and I got it from, I went out for chicken wings with a friend, and he...
you have the best stories. Chicken wings, Cheetos, and boom boxes outside of bars or whatever. Anyway, yes, sorry.
Some good ones now that I think about it. That's what somebody told me, one of my friends from a bar called Lake Effect in Port Credit told me that being a musician is not just playing music, it's being a story collector.
Nice.
I like that a lot.
That's it, man.
Especially songwriters. Good songwriters have like a good collection of stories.
Yeah.
But I went out for chicken wings with this guy that I'm buddies with, and he's like, "Oh man, I feel so bad. I forgot my wallet." And we'd gotten a couple beers in and like racked up a pretty decent tab, and I was like thinking I'd have to pay a pretty good amount for my own tab, and then I paid for both of us. And then later on he was like, "Okay, let's go back to my place." We went over to his house and I was playing this guitar, and he's like, "You like that guitar?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You can just have it." And then, so I put the pickups in it myself and rewired it with my friend Paul. He gave me some help wiring it. And then just a couple weeks ago, I was lucky enough to be playing at an intermission of a play called Life, Death, and the Blues in Toronto.
Okay.
And there's a different blues legend that performs at it every
performance.
And there's, like, every day of the week, there's a different performance. Anybody from... Terry Wilkinson, Carlos Del Junco, and then the last one was the one I said, "You got to get me in on that one."
Who
and
was it?
His name is Bob Margolin, and he's he was the guitar player for Muddy Waters.
Come on.
In the 70s, and he was like one of the coolest guitar players I got to see, and I saw him in Memphis as well when we did that one of those B.B. King's bar shows there, and Bob Margolin, he has that Muddy Waters blues sound, so yeah, basically, I got him to sign my axe here.
Love it.
So
love it. Good stuff. All right, what are we playing, man?
Since we're talking about blues music, this album I've just made called "Runaway with the Night." It's not completely blues based, but I'll play one of the bluesier songs off it called "Bigger and Better Things."
That'd be cool. I appreciate it. Let's do it, man. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show for the very first time, and I have a feeling we'll have him back again sometime if he'd like to, Mr. Connor Gaines.
All right. I see bigger and better things coming up on the rise. Well, I see bigger and better things coming up on the rise. Well, the moon is out, the stars are bright. Just cause one day's gone doesn't mean a day's die. I don't wanna waste my time, dear, so just tell me what's on your mind. Well, I see bright lights and freedom, you can come along for the ride. Well, I see bright lights and freedom, you can come along for the ride. Well, the sun is so bright and lovely, girl, you don't have to shut your eyes. Don't want to waste my time, so tell me what's on your mind. I ain't kidding me. Tell me what's on your mind, oh yeah. Tell me what's on your mind. Coming up on the rise. Well, I see bigger and better things coming up on the rise. Well, the moon is out, the stars are bright. Just cause one day's gone doesn't mean a day you die. I don't wanna waste my time, dear, so just tell me what's on your mind, oh yeah. Tell me what's on your mind, I'm getting sick, baby. Tell me what's on your mind, oh yeah. Tell me what's on your mind.
Great job, man. Really good job.
Connor Gaines live in the Drew. Tim, did you like that? Or
yes, am sorry, I gonna... I'm just making sure that the levels are
Tim
right.
Tim has to clap with awesome. Me, so sorry. It sounds like more than one person clapping.
Yeah, sound
and the,
of one
and the
man
audience
clapping.
Leapt to its foot. Why do you and your dad both have Blundstones?
I like the shoes, and I guess it's just...
I'm just wondering if you spent any time in Australia. I used to live there. I was there for 5 years. It's kind of an Australian boot. And no.
I like them just because...
Okay, just checking.
A girlfriend got me these boots, actually, and I didn't have any say in the matter, but I love them, and they're really high-quality shoes that I can wear.
Are you still with her?
Not really.
Well,
at least you got the boots.
Yeah.
I got the boots.
So I was watching some old Stevie Ray Vaughan stuff the other day.
Nice.
Because I was on YouTube looking at your stuff, and on the sidebar... It prompted me to look at Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, cool.
That's a cool thing, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know, because they figured out something, I don't know, electronically, and they said, if you like this guy, you'll love this guy. who's the dead artist you wish you could have seen?
That's a question that I don't know the answer to right away, but there's so many great artists. I think that, I'm going to say George Harrison. I would
George Harrison.
Say I'd love to have seen a George Harrison concert, and I think that he was one of my favorite Beatle. I love John Lennon as well. He would be like my second choice, but I haven't really I love all of George Harrison's like parts of Beatles music and All Things Must Pass, and I wish I could see him even just play a ukulele or something and tell a story. That would be a cool thing.
Yeah. You know, I've found to be a great storyteller, and it's rare. To set up a song perfectly is just so rare. Mm-hmm. There's a guy named David Wilcox from America, not the Canadian. You guys are familiar with the singer-songwriter, David Wilcox?
Yeah, right? For sure.
Yeah, boy, he paints a picture, man. No, that's the Canadian guy. That's what I'm saying. That's the Canadian guy.
There's two
David Wilcoxes. Cox-eye? Ooh. I don't know. Anyway. In the studio with Connor Gaines. Connor, I'm sick of hearing me talk. Can you do a song?
Yeah, for sure, man, yeah.
What are you going to do?
We talked a lot about blues music, so I'm going to do something that's a little different than that. This is also from the album that we made, and it's called Deja Voodoo.
Awesome. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Connor Gaines.
Call it black magic. Name's on the tip of my tongue. Well, you say you're just a stranger, but baby, you should've looked to me like one. Then you ask if you know me. I say we haven't met before. Well, maybe a passing moment. Maybe it could be something much, much more. I never would have left if I knew that you'd look like that in me again, baby. I never would have left if I the chance, you know, that we might meet again. I guess it's deja vu. Yeah, when she feels like you do. Yeah, when you see number four and you swear it's something more, deja vu. This ain't a coincidence. I can feel it in the air. And the room is getting hotter and hotter. Everybody starts to stare. Well, I ain't seen nobody. Nobody like yours. But every move that you make, I fear I made a mistake. Yeah, you got me froze. Never would have laughed if I knew that you'd look like that to me, baby. Never would have laughed at the chance, you know, that we might meet again. I guess it's deja vu. Yeah, when she feels like you do. Yeah, when you see her before and you swear it's something more, deja vu. Yeah, when you see her before and you swear it's something more, deja vu. Yeah, when you see her before and you swear it's something more, deja vu.
Games live on the Drew Marshall Show. Good to have you here, man.
Thanks,
so,
man.
Coolest gig you've ever done? Coolest gig you've ever done? Aside from the Drew Marshall Show.
That would be the first answer, yeah. For sure.
Of course.
I've had a couple lately that, like, each gig is different, and, like, and I love to play in front of the most people. The more the merrier.
Sure.
It's like a thing, but at the same time, I love playing little rooms with really great energy, and I've been really lucky to be accepted into a couple Toronto venues that are some of my favorite places.
Cameron House?
Yeah, I was just gonna mention that. The Cameron House, we were playing there tomorrow night, and we play every Sunday in November there at the Cameron in Toronto, and another venue called the Dakota Tavern. We had a couple nights at the Dakota Tavern, and that room on a Tuesday night, we did a couple Tuesdays there, and it was absolutely packed and just a good music loving audience. But we've, like, some of the bigger stages, like in like blues festivals and stuff, like one that sticks out would be Montreal Jazz Festival in 2011 was like one of my favorite performances, because I had a whole bunch of friends from Montreal that came out, and I got to, I remember just it was probably my first really big stage show, so
yeah.
It made it feel like I was on doing something
right. You're probably pretty jacked up.
Yeah, I was definitely really excited to be in the mix with some of the coolest musicians. Like Prince showed up last minute to that festival, and just he does that. He came to Toronto and he was like, "I'm gonna play Massey Hall tonight, and if you want to come, you can come."
No, but that was a rumor. That was a rumor, right?
It didn't happen.
No.
Oh,
no,
I heard that
it was a Twitter rumor.
I heard he was just at Massey Hall, but he did come to the Jazz Fest for sure. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like a couple days before, and they sold out at Montreal Jazz
That's
Fest
cool.
there. And
that's what I want. I want to have that kind of impact.
Yeah,
I want to show up late and people freak out and line up and stuff.
Yeah, I get nervous when you're running behind coming to the show. If that makes you feel any better.
Folks, we're live in the studio here on the Drew Marshall Show, and Connor Gaines is who's in the studio with us performing live. ConnorGainesMusic.com. ConnorGainesMusic.com. You know, I've said this a number of times on our show. We've been able to find some stellar musicians. And it's great that you can sit back and listen to them for free on the radio. But I think, personally, you should support them. I think you should go to their gigs. I think you should buy their CDs. I think you should, I don't know, what else is there to do? I can't think of anything else.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. Yeah, spread the word. So is it a residency at Cameron House or like what's?
Yep.
So every Sunday, what time again?
Every Sunday from 7 till 9 p.m. Okay. It's an early slot, but we're opening up for a buddy of mine, Jay Swinnerton. And Jay Swinnerton is one of the coolest Toronto guys. They used to be in a band called Tarantula, and now they're called, it's a different band, but they're called the Double Cuts. And they're a Western swing country band.
Love it.
And they make the room, like they blow the roof off the place every night. And it's like a nine-piece band, fiddle playing, beautiful fiddle playing girl, and then there's a
Beautiful fiddle playing girl.
Yeah, and
I know two beautiful fiddle playing girls. I was wondering if one of them was this girl.
I'm not sure her name.
Does she have short hair?
No, she's got longer brown hair.
Okay,
and a fiddle. she's really good though. And Mike Eckhart is a great pedal steel player that plays in that band. And
Let's talk about a band. I'm trying to remember their name. I know. The Connor Gaines Band. Yeah. Who else is in this band with you?
I got some of my good buddies in the band, and I'm lucky to have a couple guys by the names of Mike Vukovic.
Okay.
And he's from Kitchener, and we're all living in the same house in Toronto now. We just moved up to Toronto. But also, Aaron Hernandez is playing drums. Mike's playing the bass. I didn't mention that. Sorry. And Aaron Hernandez is on the drums, and my good friend Mac Jordan is playing the guitar as well. And we share vocal duties a lot of the time. Like, the guys all sing a song, and we all do harmonies and stuff like that. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, listen, enough talking again. Let's do another song. What can you do?
I'm thinking I'll do...
You Are My Sunshine?
I could pull it off.
We got 15 minutes.
Yeah, we got 15 minutes. You can do it.
How about I'll do the title track of the album here.
Okay.
It's called Runaway with the Night.
All right. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Connor Gaines.
I was waiting by the door. Said you don't have to see me anymore. And then you ran away with the night. Well, I was sitting on the fence, feel like nothing was making sense. And then you ran away with the night. I was driving between the lines, still getting parking tickets, fares, and fines. It was yours, dear, just isn't mine, though it isn't mine. Situations getting heated, all resources have been depleted. Sometimes you run away with the night. Some say your blessing is your curse. This time the meaning it's in reverse. If I say to you run away with the night. You know you get carried away, and I know it's not my place to say, but honey, you run away with the night. Driving between the lines, still getting parking tickets, fares, and fines. It's yours, dear, just isn't mine. No, it isn't mine. No, it isn't mine.
tune. Connor Gaines on the Drew Marshall Show. Done. I was going to say well done. There is some, you know, when people listen to music, there's that interpretation thing, right? They interpretate the lyrics. They interpretate the interpret.
Awesome.
I'm going to stay with interpretate.
No, I like interpretate.
I like that a lot better. They interpret the music. They interpret the melody, the lyrics. And
that reminds me of a word that my friend says all the time.
What?
Irregardlessly.
He
always says irregardlessly.
I'm so using that.
I'll let you have that one.
If George Bush can use misunderestimate me, then you can use
irregardlessly. What is it again? Say it again.
Irregardlessly.
I like it. I like it. Anyway.
It's one of my favorite ones like that.
So when I was listening to that last song, I heard Hemingway Corner. Have you ever heard of that band?
I can't say I have.
Okay, so they're two Sony studio musicians that Sony put together and said, okay, you guys have got to do stuff together. They're just freak shows on their own, and they put them together. And I can't remember their names right now. One is a Canadian guy, and one's American. And anyway, that's the end of that story because you haven't heard of the band.
That's okay.
But does it drive you nuts when people do, oh, you know who you remind me of? Like, how do not all musicians, how do you feel about the whole comparison thing?
Sometimes it depends on who it is, but I like it often. Like, sometimes it's
like it means they're listening.
Yeah, it means to me, like, that's the beauty of a song to me, is that everyone has a different it means, like turns on different parts of everyone's brain, right? If some people will say I hate the song, and some people will be like, I just listened to the song 80 times today and I love it, it's my favorite song. So it's a funny thing. Like, sometimes people, I don't remember who someone's compared. I've gotten Jack Johnson a couple of times.
Sure. Yeah.
And somebody's compared me to Jack Johnson a bunch of times. But that was my first Johnny Lang earlier. But a lot of singers get upset about it. And to me, it's just, I'm okay. I don't really mind. It's just what it is.
it is what it is.
Yeah.
One of the most overused sentences in the world. All right, listen. We're going to play one of your tracks off your CD, give people a little mix of what you sound like post-studio.
Cool.
So do you know what song this is?
This one's called First Impressions. And this song was recorded with the 24th Street Wailers, actually,
nice.
Which is a cool Toronto-based band. And I'm actually doing a gig with them on the 28th, playing guitar in their band.
Okay.
And it's at Lake Effect, a bar that I was mentioning earlier in Port Credit.
Cool.
So close by to the Oakville crew here.
Love it. Love it. All right. Well, we'll have a little listen to that, and we'll be back with more Connor Gaines. Stay with us.
struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
This should be my theme song. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. Again, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're live right here on Joy 1250, and this is Connor Gaines, belting it out. Subway, and just, I don't know, it was like 800 miles of transit traveling to go see Muddy Waters. And I snuck into the bar because I was underage, and it was just an amazing night, and it made me go and buy, you know, 13 harps. It took me about 20 years to buy those harps, but I'd like to know who's blowing harp in that last song.
That's a guy who I was actually just talking to today. A buddy of mine, Jerome Godbu from Toronto, and he's a great harp player, and he's doing his own career. He's got an album that's nominated for the Memphis International Blues Festival's album of
the
year.
So he's good.
Yeah, he's real good, and he's our roommate, actually. The four of us, the guys in the band, live upstairs. And he's in the basement. He got a basement apartment there, and I just borrowed his PA system for our gig tonight at the Shakespeare Arms in Guelph. And
nice.
So I talked to him earlier today.
Dude, you're playing tonight in Guelph?
Yeah, you should tell. You should come yourself. Actually, why don't you come by?
How often do you play Guelph?
Quite often, like once in a while.
Okay. Do you play at Van Gogh's Ear at all? You ever been there?
I've been there to see some bands before. My friends have played there, but I've never played there myself. Yeah. I do like Jimmy Jazz once in a while.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The vinyl.
Yeah.
The vinyl
cool,
bar.
Cool. I gotta see you. All right, listen. Can I read some of this yada yada from your your bio? I want people to get the yada yada. This summer got off to a tremendous start as the Connor Gaines Band won the 2014 Toronto Blues Society Talent Search. Wow, good for you, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Set off on an Eastern Canadian tour and released their new CD, Runaway with the Night, all in the span of 3 days. All 11 tracks on the album were co-written by Connor Gaines, who is, by the way, only 21, which is ridiculous. He's a pretty talented cat. I keep saying this about our musos that come into the show, but I'm now a fan, and feeling like a fan just, I don't know, I feel awkward about being a fan. It feels weird. Feels weird.
Well, no one can have a career without people
good point.
Listening to their tunes.
Good point. Good point.
So thank you, man.
Okay, so one more song, and then unfortunately we're out of time. Connor, what are we doing, man?
All right, this is one more song off the record, and it's called Old Song. And this is a song that I wrote about with my friend Mackenzie Jordan, who plays guitar and slide and sings on a lot of the tracks. And we wrote it in his 20th century barn. He's got this cool, like really old barn at his place, and it's a beautiful place to write a song or to hang out. And it's about when sometimes you're singing a song that you don't really mean anymore, and people ask you to sing it over and over again. I'm sure guys like Bruce Springsteen or Bob Dylan are kind of over singing their "Hungry Heart" or
ABBA.
Oh yeah, some of these old songs that they're still singing.
I don't want to sing Take a Chance.
Yeah, exactly. Some of these guys are tired of it, and it's not like I I don't want to sing those songs. I'm just not the same guy I was. So
totally.
Here's that song.
Oh, I love it, man. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, sing an old song, Mr. Connor Gaines.
Baby, quit your asking. I don't play that song no more. I don't want to sing about the way you made me feel before. Well, maybe I'm a little bit different and you remember me wrong. Well, ain't it like an old song stuck in my head with some words I can't remember and some words I can't forget, I can't forget. I can't forget. Not in the mood to think about the last time you went so far away. Well, jealous thoughts had filled my mind, and now rightfully I'd say. Well, I can follow you around, but baby, that's not where I belong. Well, you're just like an old song stuck in my head with some words I can't remember and some words that I can't forget, I can't forget. I can't forget. Well, I see you looking at me with those telltale eyes. Yeah, and I see you've been waiting on me for a quick reply. Well, somebody once told me if you're gonna sing it, better mean every line. Ain't it like an old song? It gets stuck in my head. There's some words I can't remember. There's some words I can't forget. I can't forget. Mm-hmm. I can't forget.
Beautiful stuff, man. Beautiful stuff. Connor Gaines on the Drew Marshall Show. Dude, so good to have you here. Folks, if you're in Guelph tonight, you want to go to?
The Shakespeare Arms at 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock or so.
Beautiful. And the 1 o'clock or so, that's usually when I show up. And then tomorrow night and every Sunday night in Tirana at the Cameron House.
Yeah.
From 7 to 9, roughly. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we actually got a date here in Oakville at the Moonshine Cafe.
When are you doing Moonshine?
We're doing Moonshine Cafe on February 8th.
Oh, I got to wait. Okay.
It's a while away. But
yeah, all right. Well, yeah, that'd be good. Is that a Saturday night?
I think it's a Friday or a Saturday.
Well, dude, if it's a Saturday, I'm there.
Right on.
Because I live far, far away. I don't come down here very often. Anyway, great to have you, Connor Gaines. Really appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, it's good.
I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. So I'll be asking for forgiveness then, until the day I die.